Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking to Richard Lightbound, who is the CEO of Robo Global. Now, Richard, great to talk to you, particularly about this theme when it comes to robotics, artificial intelligence, automation, all of those things.
Yep.
But tell us a little bit about the way that you are leveraging this idea in terms of ETFs.
Okay, so, I mean, interesting story. 5 years ago, we started looking at this scene actually as a group of investors ourselves. We wanted to invest our own money in. Looked into the market, realized that no one was actually looking at this opportunity. There was no product in the market. So we've put together an index that really combines a lot of the core technology that's enabling this robotics revolution. And then we've also got the companies that are successfully using that technology and putting a solution into the market. So the index, yes, it's been live for 5 years. It's got a number of ETFs tracking it, including the one here in Australia. And there's now well over $4 billion of AUM tracking the index. It's become very widely accepted.
Which is quite extraordinary, given the brief time that it's been in operation, essentially a little over 5 years. What do you put that down to?
I think a lot of it's in investor sort of education. So when we started, a lot of people would talk to us and say, well, interesting idea, bit of a niche, you know, we'll get to this later on. But, you know, fast forward to where we are now, I think investors realize that, you know, this is happening now. We're starting to, you know, see and feel this technology entering our everyday lives. We're seeing it in hospitals, we're seeing it on farms. We've got home robotic vacuum cleaners starting to enter the home. So it's becoming a reality. And I think that's driven a lot of investor interest. And I think people realize it's too important a theme not to pay attention to and get some sort of exposure to.
Indeed. So being an ETF, it provides remarkable access for the average investor to be able to get into these niche areas which would otherwise be quite difficult to understand or get a hold of.
Yeah, correct. And for us, that was very deliberate. So we as a company really focus our time on research, meeting the companies, understanding what the next layer of technology means. Is it technology that we want to incorporate into the index? And then we let our partners, like ETF Securities here in Australia, actually, as you say, put the ETF into the market, which is then a very easy vehicle for investors to get access to the theme with.
Okay, so you touched on an important point there. You actually have a dialogue with the companies that you include into the index. You've got like almost 90 companies in the index. That's a lot of conversations.
It is. And you know, you're absolutely right. This isn't a sort of a traditional passive index where we've just grabbed a database of companies. We've built our own database of companies. We've got our own roadmap or industry classification system that we use. But this is it's an exclusive focus for us. We do have our own internal research team. We've then got a really interesting advisory group that supports our work, and it includes some of the world's leading robotics experts, so big robotics entrepreneurs, academics, and they're very important in terms of helping to guide us towards, again, particular technologies, particular companies, and open up the doors. So each of the index members, we're meeting a couple times a year and understanding how their business is progressing.
Another interesting point that I noted in the ETF that whilst you have a lot of companies, that your top five holdings are actually relatively small in size compared to the overall portfolio.
Yeah, this is very deliberate. So we think it's a bit early to take concentrated bets. So we're using, it's a two-tiered equal weighting system within the index. So it really gives each company a chance to contribute to growth, but it also smooths out the ride for investors. We've got a quarterly rebalancing that we do, and that drives, you know, a very good discipline that really forces us to effectively sell high but buy low, resets the weights of the companies until we do it again the following quarter. And it's a strategy that's working. I mean, we were up 46% last year, which was phenomenal.
Indeed. So for the average mum and dad investor that hears a lot about this sort of stuff on the news and wants to put a little bit of money into an important theme like AI or robotics, how do they go about doing this?
Well, I mean, there's the... here in Australia, you've got the ETF that's tracking the index. I mean, that's one way to get exposure to the theme. But, you know, we think all types of investors need to, again, pay attention to this. You know, we've put one strategy out into the market. We obviously think it's a good one. But, yeah, investors need to pay attention again to this theme.
Richard, it's a fascinating subject, and we look forward to potentially having more conversations like this. Thanks for your time.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.